Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to New Heights.
More than 1 in 5 children in the United States lives below the poverty line. Their families are not just struggling with putting food on the table and paying their rent, but also must cope with emotional distress as well as poor access to healthcare, education, and employment opportunities.
Despite the magnitude of the issue, Kimberly Robertson from Goodwill Industries of the Conemaugh Valley, or GICV, thinks many people overlook and simplify the issue.
There really isn't a voice. There isn't a voice for the hidden poor. There isn't a voice for those that are disenfranchised to say, I don't want a handout. I want an opportunity.
She also believes the general public may not realize how much people living in poverty want to improve their lives.
We pay people who hit a ball with a stick millions of dollars, and then we still have children that are not eating a block away from the stadium. So to have people say to us, which they have said, we don't have poverty in our community. And if certain people would just leave, then all the poverty would leave with them. Well, that's not really true.
GICV offers a program called Getting Ahead. This program helps adults acquire skills and resources needed for employment. Johnstown resident Brandy Anthony is going through the Getting Ahead program. She reflects on what her life was like before entering the program.
For two people at the county assistance office, I got $279 for a month. You can't even pay your rent on that. I feel like giving up. There's days that it's just like, wow, like you feel like you're spinning your wheels, and it's hard sometimes, but at the same time, you can't give up because your kid sees everything.
Getting Ahead provides people with an experience to build their capacity to be self-sufficient and achieve a future story. For Brandy, it has been life-changing.
On my way to getting self-sufficient and getting on with life, starting with the school and the job.
GICV is not alone in its effort to combat poverty. The Salvation Army provides help with necessities like heating, medication, and other utilities.
They also provide support to help children living in poverty experience things we often take for granted. Service Center Director Holly Beckner shares the story.
We have a shopping day at Walmart when this one little girl and her mother were coming through the checkout line. The little girl was so shocked that she was getting these items, and she looked at her mom and she said, "Is this Walmart? Are you sure this is Walmart? Are we really at Walmart?" And the cashier at Walmart, she pointed to the bag, and the little girl was like, "Yeah, look." And that little girl was so shocked that she was there. And I was thinking, that's just another moment where you take for granted that you can just walk into a store and purchase what you need.
Homelessness can also be another consequence of poverty. To help address this issue, Catholic Charities runs a homeless shelter in Johnstown. Melissa Kreutzberger, director and lead case manager, explains that homelessness and the need for help stems from many factors.
I recently dealt with a family who was fleeing a bad marriage, and the mom and the two sons came into our shelter, and the sons were talking about how they didn't know where their dad was or what was going on, and they were Google searching how to find a new dad.
In addition to transitional housing for families, her program provides a broad range of services to those who have become homeless due to poverty.
While successful programs are emerging, poverty remains a serious problem. Cindy O'Connor, also with GICV, gives her insight.
Poverty definitely is here. It's real. We can't ignore it. We need to do more.
With the presence of organizations like Goodwill Industries of the Conemaugh Valley, Salvation Army, and Catholic Charities in our region, people are beginning to do more.
We all live in this community together. It is our duty to help our neighbors when in need and rise up and out of the shadow of poverty.
What are the little things that you and your sphere of influence can do to not just serve another person, but to really be a person that affects change and believes the best about somebody, that believes in a future story.
I'm Michaela Bunchik.
And I'm Liz Stifler. Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies
Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies
or collaborating organizations.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at
www.cfalleghenies.org.